AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday via the KVLE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
We're doing well so far. How's the planning going for your special really work seminar here for ranchers and ag producers when it comes to the Asian longhorned tick tomorrow?
I think the planning is getting along very well, and hopefully we get some registrations. We've had a number that came in over the weekend, and we're hoping to get a number more that register today by noon. So we're just trying to, we've got a little bit of chili that we're fixing for lunch starting at 12 o'clock, and just want to make sure that we, not for everybody that plans on attending.
All right, so still a little bit of room then.
Okay. You bet. It doesn't take long to make chili. That's a good thing.
Well, so if people want to register, how can they do that?
Actually, probably the best way today is to go ahead and call me at the extension office, 341-3220. Or we advertise or put it out on Facebook, the Lyon County Extension. I don't know what the actual page is, but if you Google Lyon County Extension,
you'll find it.
You'll find it. And there's a QR code there, which is the simplest way for me to go ahead and handle that. But, otherwise, if you just want to go ahead and call us at the office, 341-3220, we can get you going.
All right. Well, Brian, let's talk about, you know, we've talked here about the specifics getting into the seminar, but we haven't talked about what the seminar is for. And the way it sounds is pretty valid concerns about increased presence of what is called Asian longhorned tick.
Yeah, you hit that very, very clearly, Chuck. It is an increased presence. This is something that's been in the eastern and southern parts of the country for 7 to 10 years, I think, is when it was first documented. I'm thinking it was 2017, maybe somewhere in there. And this is a bloodborne parasite is what these ticks actually carry, and then that develops into a disease called Theularia theilariosis. Resembles a number of other things, but the unfortunate thing about that is that there, at this point in time, in this country, really isn't a medication that will go and clear that up. It looks like a number of other issues. Cattle behave very similarly to many of the respiratory or shipping fever type scenarios, but the unfortunate thing is that it never, from my understanding, it never really clears an animal, and sometimes they can carry this issue with no outward symptomology until they hit another stressing factor. And the reason it's important here in this part of the world, especially at this point in time, at least for an awareness factor, guess what happens here in April, May, when a bunch of cattle trucks that come flying into the country, we get a lot of cattle into the Flint Hills from the east, from the south, and they have a lot of potential. Now, not all of them will be, but there is the potential that there could be a lot of potential carriers there.
with the Tylerosis here, Brian, what type of symptoms does this disease bring with it, and how fast can things go from normal to really abnormal?
Speed, I don't have that information. You know, some of the symptoms are going to look very close to what we normally associate with anaplasmosis. Unfortunately, anaplasmosis is something that we typically see in more mature animals. You typically think about that in cows that have a little bit of age on them instead of younger calves. You know, they're going to have a fever. They're going to be weak. They aren't going to want to walk. Maybe some struggling with breathing. You know, basically they're going to look like sick animals, and most of our normal antibiotics, most of our normal treatment protocols would clean that up, because that's something that isn't that uncommon to see. The unfortunate thing is that in this particular instance, that symptomology is the same. The cause is different. And so, unfortunately, there isn't a way out.
Yeah, too late at that point. As a Lyon County Extension agent, yes. Brian Reese, joining us on a primetime newsmaker this morning. There is talking about the Asian longhorn tick and a disease often spread by the tick here this morning, and going to be a Boyer building tomorrow. Is that the place, Brian?
That is correct. Noon. Speaker will be Dr. Cassandra Olds. She's a livestock entomologist, so she'll be talking about it from the tick perspective. And, you know, probably one of the things that we'll need to do, one of the unique things about this particular tick is that typically, it's my understanding, you don't typically see just one. You see bunches on them, on the animals, around the ears, around the udder, you know, just various places, typically not like you'd think about a dog tick that you'd see one someplace on an animal. These guys are, for whatever reason, they tend to be in bunches. So, that's a really unfortunate thing about that. But I think it goes ahead and one of those situations that we need to try and manage. Those will probably encourage people to do a better job of managing their insect populations, using some more insecticides, to try and reduce that tick population. Another thing that happens, since it is a blood-borne pathogen, if you have an infected animal, whether he's showing symptoms or not, and you're processing as you're receiving all these animals, they're receiving some calves in, it becomes increasingly important to change those needles every animal. There's a potential that if you process one animal and happen to have some blood and go on to the next one, and then the next one, and the next one, you may have just infected enough of them until you change that needle again. So it will become increasingly important, and especially with the price of calves, a needle is very inexpensive compared to the loss of an animal.
That was going to be my next question, really, Brian, is how devastating this could be for herds, and what are some of the lessons from, you know, deep south areas of the country that you guys can put out in front of folks right now?
Well, obviously, in today's markets, you know, if these stocker calves are costing $2,000 to $2,500 a head, and all of a sudden you get 70 of them in on a trailer, 80 of them in on a semi-trailer, a pot that comes in, and should you happen to lose 20%, 25%, and I've heard of some situations close to that, that adds up to some serious dollars very quickly. So, and the unfortunate thing is that the way that the animals are handled in the southeast part of the country, they may not be showing any symptomology when they go through that sale barn. And like I said, the fact that there could be an additional stressor that trips them, like, you know, mingling, meeting a bunch of new friends and enemies, and then a 15 to 20 hour bus ride to get to this part of the country. Those are pretty stressful situations for those young calves. And we're talking 300 to 600 pound animals. So, that can add up very, very quickly.
Well, good information going to be provided. This will be tomorrow at the Boyer Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And again, you can get a hold of Brian to get your registration in. Still room to be a part of the good information and important information that will be shared concerning the Asian Longhorn Tick. So people want to get a slot to get a hold of Brian today. And we hope to see you there. Brian, we appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to seeing a number of people there tomorrow at noon. Like I said, get a hold of us today if you can. Let us know if you're planning on being there, and we'll see what we can learn tomorrow.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That's Brian Reese joining us, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent, again with that special seminar on Asian longhorn.